Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening.
Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am feeling excited. I'm always excited to be here, but I'm feeling extra excited for this episode, for our time together today. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of the book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which is an international bestseller on Amazon. And I'll be reading from it later on, some parts. So each show I share a bit about a topic, read from the book, and then in the latter half of the show, I will tune in to the High Council, which includes Jesus and the archangels and other light teachers who have gathered to guide us. And so I will, towards the latter half of the show, I will tune in and bring them forward through to you. It's a chance to call in and receive an individual message if you wish as well. So, Love's Curriculum, not only is it a book, but it has become my soul's assignment, all of Love's Curriculum, scribing the book, doing this show, working with people in my mentoring programs, holding circles and bringing through the High Council is all about this mission and movement to help the world awaken. Awaken to the love that connects us all, to what is beyond this illusion of form, and then how to be that love in action, often referring to it as being the heart of Jesus, being Christ consciousness in this world, so that we may all awaken. And I imagine some of you listening can relate to this feeling of being called here to bring love, to bring light. And as we will explore today, maybe even feeling that you resonate, that your soul originally comes from other light worlds, from other planets, other realms, higher dimensions, and that you are now called back to this third dimension to help. That definitely was the remembering that I had in 2013. But way before that, I actually started out as a lawyer. So I came from a very analytical, externally driven, intellectual, educational type of background. And when I first started work as a lawyer, on my very first day of work, I had what I call was a wake-up call from my soul. I heard in my mind an internal voice that reminded me and said, remember, you wanted to do something else. This isn't actually on track. This isn't what you're wanting. You wanted to do something else, remember? And I could feel it in my solar plexus and in my gut. And in that moment, I said, okay, I'm listening. And I began to hear and listen to where I felt directed. It was like my heart and my intuition woke up and said, take this class, go listen to this, read this book. And I began a personal growth and spiritual growth journey at that point. And that was back in 1996, 97. And explored and found that intuition and healing and self-exploration and this idea of personal growth was what I was passionate about. So I had rediscovered my passion. And I ended up leaving law and leaving the marriage that I had been in and found was unhealthy and started a new life in Canada and became a mom and continued to learn and take classes, and I retrained in transpersonal counseling psychology. And I'll fast forward to a time where I was writing about my life and felt my soul essence calling me. There was something awake in me that wanted to express, and I closed my eyes and typed what that part of me had to say. And it remembered that it had come from other light worlds. And I had the feeling I wasn't alone. And there was this group and angels with me. And over time, dialoguing and closing my eyes and allowing this internal knowing and to express, I began to dialogue with this group. And later on, it all led to a vision of a book called Love's Curriculum and a reminder of my assignment to scribe that book for the group who came to be known to me as the High Council. And again, if you're new, I'm excited. I'll be bringing through the High Council later. And we'll, of course, be reading from Love's Curriculum, which is all their messages brought forth for you. Some of you already know this work and have experienced the meditations and the words of the High Council. So I welcome you as well. So this topic today is, the big topic is galactic oneness, this idea of galactic oneness. And yet in order to cover this topic, I realized there was a subtopic that's important to talk about. And that is about how we move through our fears and our limiting stories into authentic living, how it requires us to move through those fears to be our authentic divine selves, for me to be okay and authentic about being a scribe and a channel for the High Council. So before we get further into this topic, and I'll share why I'm feeling so excited about it here today, I'm going to do what I like to do to start this, and that is to do a prayer of surrender, an intention setting, a prayer to call in the highest good. So I'll do that now. So I ask that Spirit, God, Creator, Holy Spirit, Love, the High Council, guide our time here together, that love guide our time together, and that it all be in the highest good of each one of you listening, in the highest good of all, that it be transformational and connective. And I ask this in the name of love. And so it is. All right. So I love doing that. It instantly grounds our connection. It instantly raises us into connection, I feel, and into that vibration and purpose of love, an expression of love. So this topic of galactic oneness, and also the idea of moving through fear into our authentic living our authentic self. And I'm excited because I have just spent three full days, and it's still finishing tonight, an amazing personal development workshop. Now, I've done many of those, as you heard over the years. This was a new one that my husband and I did, and it was full of transformation. And a big part of what we were called to do was to acknowledge where we were being inauthentic, especially in our relationships or in our life or our work. Now, not as a negative, oh, you're inauthentic, but more, where were we still letting fear or old stories that certain things weren't possible, or old messages about our worth or our lovability, things that had happened in childhood and the stories that we told ourselves about those, where were we letting that keep us stuck in a mask? And a mask is inauthentic. Where were we letting that keep us from full self-expression of who we really are? It might even be too afraid to really say what you think because you need to please everyone else, or too afraid to say what you want because maybe you won't get it. So that all ends up with us living inauthentically and not then feeling alive, connected, free with those we love, and not living our soul's purpose, living that authentic us. And so we were encouraged to do homework and take steps to have conversations with those in our lives and to say where we've been be authentic about where we've been inauthentic. So to be able to say, hey, I notice in certain conversations, I'm too afraid to say what I think because I'm afraid this might happen or that might happen. And so the whole process led to lots of transformation for me. And I was thinking about how to integrate this into my work and really praying on that, really, really wanting it to improve the way I serve you, to let my transformation that I've been through ripple out to you here today and going forward and all of the work that is Love's curriculum and our connection. And what came to me was I thought, oh, even in my purpose for Love's curriculum, I've been holding back a little. I've been a little afraid to share about what the soul essence part of me that feels like it's connected to other light realms, other planets. The part of me, the very core that I got in touch with that helped me remember this assignment, but still a little hesitant to share that. And so just wanting then to step through that fear that resulted in a bit of inauthenticity in terms of just not fully being clear and fully out there self-expressing and sharing with you. And this feels important to me because when I go back and read what came through about Love's curriculum, there are many points where Jesus and the angels and the other light teachers who come through, many of them from different planets or realms, how important this is, that this is a big part of Love's curriculum, is to help us open to the idea that our experience goes beyond this earth, beyond the human experience here on earth, and that we are connected beyond what we experience here in the third dimension of earth to a greater team for love, a greater universe of love. And I know it's also a big purpose of Love's curriculum is to help others remember that many as light workers, you will feel that you have come from these higher realms or other planets, we could say, or experiences to help here. And so important. So I am, in a way, coming out again, even further from feeling the fear to hide that. And I imagine that I'm hoping that inspires many of you because you may be experiencing some of that same fear. If you've got Love's curriculum and read the preface and appendices where I talk about my journey with the High Council and the fears I had to step through to bring forward Love's curriculum, I speak about, I just lost my train of thought. That happens sometimes. Just give me a sec. Oh. So I speak in the preface about that it felt a little like coming out of the closet spiritually to say I'm channeling and I've reached this star child nature of me, this part that feels like I'm from other planets and other realms and I'm here to help. And some of you may relate to that. It feels like, yeah, you're coming out of the closet and saying, this is really me. I connect with other realms. I connect with angels. I connect with fairies. I have other experiences, or I sense energy, or I know things. And so let this show be another reminder that that part of you is being called forward here, that that part is important here at this time. And so I'm going to read. This is from chapter 16. And it is speaking to that remembering and that call. And it comes from, this one was done in the voice of a light being who calls himself Mondor, and definitely to me, and as he shared, would seem alien-like. So this idea of other realms and planets, those beings may not appear, will not appear necessarily like us. They won't look like us or seem like us. And so let me share his inspiring words. Awake, my child, awake to the light that lives within you and all things here on this earthly plane and beyond, to the stars and other galaxies. You are united with a greater whole. Remember this as well, and join with your brothers and sisters of all creeds, races, and planets, and with all animals and beings and plants and rocks and stars. It is all one being and all you. There are many of you light workers who have come here to the world of form to help, like fallen stars, so to speak. There are so many of you on the planet right now. You remember home when you are together in joy and light and laughter. And your connection emanates and spreads across the world, working with the angels to blanket all in pure love and angelic light, so that all may remember their true calling as a child of God and be welcomed home again in their Father's arms of joy. Just breathe in those words. And as the words in Love's curriculum do, they can activate remembering, not from a logical place, but let that land and activate any memories within you and inspire you of your importance here, the importance of you remembering your reason for being here, this light worker that you are, this fallen star, this star that has come here, sharing higher consciousness, wishing to wake the world up as you remember and awaken to your true essence. So this journey through the fear, this journey into being able to speak authentically about what you remember, about your soul, about other realms, about angels, all that stuff. For me, when I first heard the idea that there may be beings from other realms, I had been working with fairies and angels for a long time, and the idea of feeling connected to animals and spirit animals and trees and nature. And then shortly before I remembered my assignment to Scribe Love's curriculum, I took a course, and we're tuning into you guides, and suddenly it became aware that there were beings who we might call aliens or from other planets. And at first it was scary for me even to understand that or believe that. So perhaps you find yourself there. Or I know there are many others who have been speaking of this and comfortable speaking about this for years. So perhaps we all find ourselves on a different spectrum. But wanting here today to be open, to open that conversation, and that it's an important conversation, as we'll hear even more as I read from Love's curriculum later on. So for me, the way through was to ask for Jesus to help, because I knew I trust Jesus. I trust that kind of love that is good, that is the heart. And so I asked him for help. Let me move through any fear here. And so I will read some of the comfort in the appendices to Love's curriculum, the book. I have a whole dialogue with Jesus on this, but I'm going to read one of his responses that he provided for me to comfort me. And so this is the voice of Jesus. My love, it has been a strange concept for you. It's not something you have connected to, but many have, and they will show you. Trust is hard. I see you are scared. We are asking you to step forward into new territory. It is time. We need to unite the galactic mind. We need to get beyond the self-centered ego of Earth, raising consciousness and expanding the mind to all that is out there and available to all. All is in the mind of God. Feel our love and shining light surrounding you as you write. The energy of Jesus helped me. And the more I did, the more I realized how all of this, there is a galactic oneness comprised of other planets and realms and beings, and that it is connected in the one energy of love and God. Into one love, as they mention in Love's curriculum. And so I'll read you one more part. This is again from chapter 16. And this is Jesus coming through about, again, this concept of what we might call other planetary beings or aliens, in quotes. So again, the voice of Jesus from Love's curriculum, chapter 16. All aliens, in quotations, walk alongside me as well. For we are all joined in love and light, and eventually all at home in peace and love. And for the time being, it appears that there are actors for the dark among all races, creeds, and planetary beings. They are listening to the voice of the ego, appearing to do so. As the whole continues to awaken to the truth that it is all light and that darkness is a mere shadow and figment of the imagination that has forgotten God but can never truly forget. Your remembering helps all to remember eventually, as it seems to happen here in time. Keep loving and forgiving any dark aspects that appear in your world and mind. Practice forgiveness, for it exists in your mind and in the one mind as the agent of change, the agent of awakening. Forgiveness is the great conditioner of the mind. Forgiveness conditions the mind so that all may experience atonement and awaken to truth. So those are just little bits where in Love's curriculum, they speak about the different realms, the different beings that are all part of this oneness. And so to remember too, because for me, sometimes I had fear, or we watch scientific movies and they have these scary takeovers from beings from other planets. And I like in those words where Jesus says, in all races, creeds, in people, in humans, and in other beings, who we may call aliens, there may be still actors for what we could say the dark, people, things, beings believing in the ego. And that it's, again, our job to keep forgiving those parts of our own mind that still believe the ego, that are still in fear. And by doing so, we help awaken all. And that as we see people doing things out there in the world that aren't seemingly, that are in fear and not in love, to send light, to remember that love is the truth and that ultimately it is all light and that we are all on this journey to awaken past fear. And so when I think about how we started this idea of moving through fear into being authentic, that it can start with those little things, that if we're wanting the world to be one of love, then look at where maybe there are things about you that you still don't talk about or share because you're afraid, or you make up reasons you can't, or there's an old story there about, well, they wouldn't understand. So just to get curious, because this work of bringing love and light ultimately is within each one of our own journeys, our own minds. So to begin to take a chance and share authentically about bigger things and things that you want to do or believe in or like, and smaller things like wanting to say something, but you're afraid to say it about something small, even down to, oh, I didn't want to go to dinner there, but I was just too afraid to voice my opinion. So it's really a multi-layered journey, this coming through fear into being authentic and into being love in the world. So we're going to take a quick break. And then when I get back on this movement to be authentic today, to be come out of hiding even more, we are going to read, I'm going to read from chapter 5 in Love's Curriculum, which is called Remembering the Divine Oneness. And it is about this idea that we are a galactic team, that this journey of awakening goes beyond just us humans here on Earth. So I will see you back here shortly.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring galactic oneness and also the need to be authentic, to move through fear, to share authentically our real selves, to share authentically in small and big ways, to really create what we are here to create, to be what we are here to be. And for many of you, that may be a sense that you come from part of this galactic oneness, that you weren't always here as a being on Earth, as a human being, that your soul has memories of having come from higher light worlds, from higher consciousness planets and places to help. So let's explore that and how it's talked about in chapter 5 of Love's Curriculum, Remembering the Divine Oneness. And this is in the voice of a great teacher, an awakened one, who did not provide a name, but is a great teacher and an awakened one. So I invite you to sit back, close your eyes if you wish and are able, and just take a big breath and let my reading of these words be an experience for your heart and for your soul and a remembering. You are not broken, for love is not broken, and you are love. A great remembering is upon us. It is remembering that love is all there is and that you are love. We are here to help you again to do this. We offer you a new reminder as your planet takes the next step. You see, this remembering is beyond humans on this planet and the story in the illusion of Jesus leading us home. The Holy Spirit has taken many forms to help lead all home to God, and God goes beyond the earth and Jesus. Jesus himself is surrendered into the pure light, but comes back in some shape and form to teach and guide you onward and upward, inward, to the light. I am a great teacher from your planet. I am overseeing. I am very angelic. I am love and compassion, the wings of a dove. I am the leader of another story. Just as Jesus leads you home here in this story on earth, I lead the other light worlds home in other realms and dimensions beyond. And again, I am you and you are me, as we are all one mind. Remember that you are not alone. There are many in other realms and other dimensions and on other planets, and all are evolving back to God. As the boundaries between the worlds fade, we may see each other and help each other and remember that we too are all one. The bridge. There are many among you like me, many light beings and light workers who come from other realms to connect Earth with the other realms, dimensions, and planets. We have gone a bit ahead and helped lead Earth there. And of course, in truth, there is no time and space. It just appears that way in this thought of separation and the resulting illusion of time and space. The fairies help the earth wake up to equal treatment and love, spreading a field of love around the planet as it shifts into the fourth dimension. The whales and dolphins are already there. They are like us, coming from other dimensions and realms to help. Their songs are from that place, and they sing to remember their home. Gaia itself lives and breathes as a sister to other planets and worlds. She is actually like the younger sister to others, to where I am from. Again, we have traveled ahead of you in this evolution in time and space, and we gladly stay here now for a while to help you evolve. I am part of the High Galactic Council. We are all under the same love. The love of Jesus, of Buddha, of galactic love, of angels, of indigo and pink. Eventually, we all wake up totally home, and we are all on the path of remembering. We can help as the separated ones do love's curriculum. The other realms are eager to help. Tuning into angels will be a great help, or guides from other light worlds or fairies. That will be a part of the Great Awakening. Your awareness and existence goes beyond the earthly world and story of Jesus. It is the same as and joined with other similar stories and planets. There is a great cosmic awakening. Remember that you are joined in this and not isolated and alone as a people and a race and a planet. And this is not to say that these other places are far away out in space, for all of it is joined here now, beyond time and space. We are here through a veil, very close. Right here. We join with you in the heart center. Love. Just shift your focus a bit and you will feel us here. You will know our presence. Let's start with the angels and these beautiful fairy-like light beings of love and joy who work with the angels. Welcome them into your heart. Believe and be willing to see. This will save you years. This will lift grief and despair and depression. so much of the depression and grief and lost and alone feelings are because you have seen yourselves as cut off from us. You are a part of a greater solar system and universe of love. And that is the true nature of all beings on this planet. You may let Jesus guide you there to what is right for you. You need make no choice between believing in Jesus as Savior and his teachings or believing in us from other planets, realms, and dimensions. They are one. They are the same. It is safe to open up your eyes to see what you are a part of. That is a huge next step on our evolution. Eventually, all beings, all worlds will function more as one, as it is meant to be, moving more and more into unity and oneness. It is a great remembering. And there we go. So that's a part of chapter 5. There is more in there and much, much more of about the galactic oneness, about your call as a light worker, about love. Many of you may have Love's curriculum, the book, some may not. And there is much about moving through abuse and addiction and sexual relationships and the ability for divine union and the journey through homesickness and how to hear your messages and remember your soul's purpose, how to join heaven and earth and to remember your importance, how to get in touch with your soul essence, how to be love in the world. And as we are hearing, to be love, part of this galactic love beyond our world, to remember that. And hopefully, as you remember, as they spoke of in Love's curriculum there, that as you remember that you are connected even beyond this planet, perhaps many of you feel alone here and like you don't belong here on Earth. And so to remember that you are connected still with all those beings who you are working with to bring love here, and that you have an important assignment here. And yet you need not feel alone here. And may Love's curriculum and the messages in there and the remembering and the connection help you in that journey. And may I help you in ways that I can as well. So let's take one quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to tune in and let the High Council come through me, and I will bring them through for the group, and I will also take callers. So if you're wanting to talk directly, ask the High Council a question about your path or a question generally, or you would just like them to give you a personal message, you may call us at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. All right, we'll be back shortly.
Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more? Something different? Something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we are exploring stepping through fear into authenticity in small and big ways, and exploring this idea of galactic oneness, of oneness of all beings, races, creeds, planets, realms, dimensions, and how the divine goes way beyond that which we experience here in this earthly third dimension. And how many of you may associate that your soul does indeed come from those other places here to help awaken oneness and remembering here, and to bring light and awakening and evolution. All right, so I am going to bring through the High Council. I can feel that it feels very powerful here today. And if you still wish, I will, as I'm tuning into them, I'll give you the number if you want to actually call in and get your own more personalized question answered. The number is 1-888-627-6008. So please do. I would love to help you and know that any question you have will naturally help all those listening. And as well, I will open to tuning in to bring you through a group message. All right. So I ask that the High Council draw near, that the High Council of Jesus and archangels and other beings of light and love from other planets and realms and dimensions, this group that has gathered to lead and help us here, I invite you, High Council, to draw near. I ask that my angels and my guides that work with me help me to surrender and be a clear conduit for this work and time together as you come through me. And I ask that it be in the ultimate, highest vibration of love and light, that this time and your messages coming through are in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. Dear ones, we are excited to have this opening in your hearts to hear from all of us here on the High Council and part of this greater remembering to which you are a part, and this galactic awakening that is occurring. To know that we, the High Council, are a part of that galactic awakening, that oneness is expansive. Just breathe and open into that knowing here now. That if you allow fear to fall away as you breathe, that you can see that your expanded self, that your expanded you, that your energy that you experience as your physical body and then your auric field, that you may feel it go out into the world and all across the earth, that you as well are connected beyond those on your planet, beyond your planet, generally. So we wish to help those who are willing and wish to experience this. Listen to our words as they resonate within your heart chakra now. We invite all of you to continue to breathe and listen, knowing that we now, as we communicate through Jenny to you, we are sending vibrations of love. We are sending to you the energy of awakening just in the vibration and sound through Jenny's vocal cords to you. And we wish for you to experience your physical body here now. And at the same time, know that you are more than that body, that you, the you that is you, expands. And as you do so, you may have a knowing, a memory of yourself as more than this body and having experienced other lifetimes in bodies, or having the experience of being able to fly or be in a realm where there are unicorns, or you have wings, or you may see yourself as light or tendrils of light. What might be like the arms of an octopus, the arms of light, tendrils of light, that you may find yourself identifying as having had the experience of being in a different form that is not a human form or an animal form. And just trusting these memories, these knowings. And in this moment, let us ask and pierce through the veil of remembering and ask to know in this moment strongly and powerfully the highest soul self you, to remember that that is the you that has come from your highest manifestation, your highest evolution, if we were to need to explain it in this idea of time and space. That you, that highest idea of you, that highest experience of you, that highest soul self, that highest manifestation is who you are to express here, is the you that has come as a light worker to help here. So please remember that now. Breathe and be open and willing. It shall not make you feel responsible. It should make you feel at home. Let it, if any thought of, I can't remember that, I can't be that, that would be too much, who am I, any of those doubts or fears that might be reasons not to remember this authentic highest you that is here. This you, as Jenny explained earlier, this authentic you that may be covered up in story and fear of lifetimes of illusion. Let any of that fall away. Any fears or blocks or reasons or fears of what it would mean to remember this part of you, what it might look like in the world, or any fear around that. Just trust in this moment and know that as you remember, your heart shall feel joy. You shall feel connected. You shall feel more love and ease and grace and companionship from others there who are remembering in form as well. And from us, as you remember, you have a whole team, a galactic team working with you. As you remember this part of you, you also remember who you are still connected with, as like a command center, a community, a council, a group. You are still connected, as if you worked in a group and you chose to be the one to come here to Earth to help. But as you remember that you remember that highest soul essence, you remember and have access then to why you are here and to the support that you have and to the greater connection, the waves of connection, energy of connection between you and other light workers and all beings on the planet Earth and beyond. And so just breathe and be willing. You may even wish, we see for some of you, the need to write down anything you receive from this, to make it more concrete, to make it less ethereal, to make it more substantial. Or you may wish to, as Jenny did, to let this part of you close your eyes and write from that part of you, or let type from that part of you, or with eyes open or with your non-dominant hand, to let this part of you express and remind you how exciting to have access to this part of you. So capture it in the ways if you feel you need to, or share it with others, or continue in meditation here as the radio show ends and our time together. And we offer continued support to you as you remember your journey, continued support through the book, those curriculum, through our work here, through Jenny, through others who are remembering, and lend you support, and you can lend them support. Know the more that you authentically remember and share, the more you light up the world and connect with others who are remembering. And so we encourage you to remember and to share this authentic you. And we love you and shine love upon you. So let us just breathe and know that your heart now is connected with ours. And let us, if you are willing, reach to your heart here now with love. It is all love. Here. And I look forward to connecting with you, and listen again in 2 weeks on Tuesday. We will be right back here. All right. Love to all of you. Take care.
Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.